Amazon has been all over the news with the idea of using drones to drop off your CD or your book or your paper towels. So why hasn't it happened yet? Well, for one thing, you gotta test the drones. The FAA has now approved testing in 6 states that have rural areas with varying terrain: Texas, Alaska, Nevada, North Dakota, Virginia, and New York. So we tracked down Ryan Delaney to talk about the impact of testing in his area. He's a reporter at WRVO in Syracuse and part of the Innovation Trail Reporting Project. Ryan, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
So certainly I've been hearing about drones for years, especially in a military context. Why has there not been more testing of them up to this point?
Well, the FAA has been pretty shut down, so to speak, on drones being able to operate beyond just what a regular model airplane would be able to do, not being able to go more than a few hundred feet up in the air or a few hundred feet away from the person on the ground with the remote control. And there obviously are concerns. This is a new technology. We've seen with the military that remotely piloted planes crash a lot more often. There was an Air Force drone that crashed here in upstate New York last winter because part of its navigation system couldn't operate properly in the cold weather. So those are things that the FAA needs to figure out. And to do that, they've kind of tapped the private industry to do all the testing for them.
Obviously, drones have been used, as you said, a lot by the military. This feels like the moment when they're ready to cross into civilian use in a large-scale way. We've seen Amazon make a big splash by saying, hey, we're going to deliver your next book by a drone, you know, go into your front lawn and you'll get your book that way. Does this feel to you like that moment when we're about to, on a really wide scale, have drones as part of our lives, not just part of the military?
It does. We're certainly a few years off from that, but it is pretty amazing. Already at this point, you can go online to Amazon.com and buy a drone, what's considered a drone, for a few hundred dollars, and it can operate with your iPhone or your iPad. People who brought these test sites to upstate New York and these other states hope to really kind of become the Silicon Valley, a hub for this technology. You know, I talked to Peter Singer, who used to be a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and he really equated it to the personal computer. And you can think about how far that has changed our lives in the last few decades.
If you think about the computer back in the 1980s, military was the main spender on research and development. And computers were these big, bulky things that you couldn't figure out a lot of functions for them. And then they got smaller and smaller. We figured out more and more functions. But most importantly, they started to proliferate over to the civilian side. And soon the civilian market was the one doing all the driving.
Okay, so tell me about the hope for drones in more rural areas. I mean, certainly we see all these civilian applications, all this potential for them, whether it's monitoring a farm or providing wireless internet that can be solar powered, which Mark Zuckerberg has talked about. We've seen recently Martha Stewart say that she has a drone for her house where she will take these beautiful aerial photographs of her house. What is the hope that this could do, that drones could do for rural areas in terms of economic development?
Well, in terms of their possibilities, it's really an all of the above scenario. People sell them on, as you mentioned, agriculture, being able to keep an eye on livestock, monitor their crops, search and rescue if hikers are lost in the mountains, being able to keep an eye on forest fires. For the more imaginative people, you can see beautiful pictures from up above of Martha Stewart's backyard or beautiful towns and beachfronts and things like that. So the way we'll be able to see the earth and see our communities is really going to be different, and that's certainly exciting. There's also, obviously, as I mentioned, the agriculture aspect of this, you know, being able to deliver medical supplies quickly to people who live too far away, you know, a way to get maybe even a heart transplant to a rural hospital faster than an ambulance might be able to take it. That's the exciting thing right now. And as, you know, we mentioned the dawn of the computer, there's really endless possibilities.
Ryan Delaney is a reporter for WRVO. He is based in Syracuse. Ryan Delaney, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. You're very welcome.
Thanks very much for joining us today. And thanks to the people who put this show together. Producer Mary Dew, production assistant Genevieve Gilson, engineers Alan Mattis and Antonio Oliart. And this week, we bid a fond adieu to Oliver Lazarus, our intern. Our time with you was short, but the knowledge you gave us on hipster high-tech coffee makers and retro magazines was crucial. We can't wait to see what great things you'll do next. Remember, you can grab today's interviews by heading to iTunes or SoundCloud, and you can follow us on Twitter at iHubRadio. From PRI and WGBH Radio, I'm Kara Miller, and this is Innovation Hub.
PRI, Public Radio International.